The Westminster Historical Society this month held a three-day event commemorating the 250th anniversary of the Westminster Massacre. It's an event that some historians say marked the first death of the American Revolution, but not everyone agrees. As Vermont Public's Howard Weiss Tisman reports, the debate raises questions about what we know and what we assume about our past.
It's wonderful to see all of you. I'm Jessie Haas. I'm the president of the Westminster Historical Society.
There are about 40 people gathered here on an old farm in Westminster to listen to Jessie Haas talk about the Westminster Massacre. It's the first day of a three-day commemoration of the event.
So we are on the homestead of Azariah Wright, and they met here in the afternoon of Monday, March 13th, the day before the court was to meet.
In March of 1775, a group of farmers marched from Wright's property up the hill to occupy the county courthouse. Haas asks each member of the crowd to grab a stick from a nearby woodpile, just as the farmers did 250 years ago.
So that's what this is all about. They met here, and here we are all. And make sure you get your stick before you go on up the hill. It was important.
The farmers carried only sticks as a way of occupying the courthouse nonviolently, Haas explains, because they wanted to close the court, which was controlled by a group loyal to the British king. Later that night, an armed posse led by the local sheriff shot into the courthouse, killing two men. Haas says those deaths turned out to be the very first casualties of the American Revolution.
It's not a Vermont story, it's a colonial story. And this was a revolutionary event and the first bloodshed of the American Revolution.
Haas is a well-known children's book author who's published more than 40 books. She had an American Girl doll created after a character in one of her stories. About 15 years ago, the Westminster Historical Society asked her to write a history book about the town. Haas found the massacre so compelling that she wrote a second book just on the events leading up to March of 1775. She poured through firsthand accounts of the massacre, and she says according to the words of the men who took part in the courthouse occupation, it's clear they were protesting British rule in America.
But when I started to write about it and, you know, like go back to the original sources, it's like, oh, these documents are very similar to documents that were being written by towns all over Massachusetts, just, you know, laying down their principles and, you know, why they were standing up to the parliament and the king. I mean, so, you know, it's just like, it's so explicit.
But not all historians agree with Haas's interpretation.
I think the evidence is much stronger that it was to stop the court from dispossessing local farmers.
Kevin Graffanino is a former director of the Vermont Historical Society. He thinks the event had more to do with local politics than ending British rule. Those Westminster farmers were worried about losing their land, Graffanino says, and they were most likely motivated by their own self-interests.
I'd be very surprised if anyone in that crowd was shouting, "Down with the king, down with England, up America."
Graffanino says engaging in a spirited debate over whether Westminster really had a role in overthrowing British rule is healthy and worthwhile.
I think it's part of a broader national trend of looking more objectively, not idolizing the founding fathers' generation anymore, putting them on pedestals, statues of great white men who did no wrong. And I think that has led Vermonters to a more balanced look at how the state began.
According to Haas, the three-day celebration in Westminster was a success. She says revisiting our history is especially important in the current political climate.
I wish it were not a timely story. I wish it seemed quaint and old-fashioned to think about government violence and government mendacity. So yeah, I wonder sometimes in the press of current events, like, you know, the first month of this administration, like, does this matter? But I think it, you know, just matters to kind of put down a marker that, yeah, we should get it right.
Haas says the more you talk about what really happened, the more you honor all of the people who paid a sacrifice to carry the American experiment forward. Because, she says, the fight is not over. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Westminster.